guys. Welcome back to another episode of Healthier You. This is your host, Giselle Morales. And today we have a special guest. She has been with us before, but I'd like her to introduce herself as well.
Hi, everybody. This is Mari Angel Morales. It's good to be back. Thanks, Giselle.
So how you been? How's life lately?
Ay, ay, ay. ¿Por dónde empiezo? I don't know where to even begin. It just feels like it's crazy. Feels like there's always something else to do and not enough time on the day to try to do everything. Because, you know, senior year, we are like less than a month away from graduation. Like
3 weeks, counting this week,
Yeah, so like 2-3 weeks. Mm-hmm. But then like, okay, still need to do my work because if not, I will fail my classes. But I still need to do like my regular student work here because money to pay the bills.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I also need to start applying for real jobs because when am I supposed to apply to those two? Because I need to do the work and the classwork because if I don't do that, then I cannot graduate. But when am I supposed to start preparing for graduation if there's literally no time right now to do anything?
Wait, so have you applied to any job or you're still looking into that?
I'm still looking because I also have feel that recently, even if it says entry level job, they ask for like 3 to 5 years of experience. And I have been applying like crazy everywhere. Yeah. But I'm not really hearing back as much of anything. So I'm just like getting anxious, getting worried with that. Because again, I know I need to constantly be applying, but if I start early with classes, then work, then student organizations that I sign myself for, they're still trying to do events this week and next week. And like, personally, my sister, she's turning 15, her quinceañera. So I also had to be going home and helping like with the preparations, like los centros de mesa y demás. And it's like, I barely have time for my personal life, for friends and like my boyfriend and everything. And I feel bad that I haven't been like hanging out with them as much, but I barely have time to eat and sleep as is. So I think like it's quite the opposite of people saying, oh, you're ready to be checked out. You don't want to do anything else. It's not that I don't want to do anything else, but I literally have no time to even take care of myself.
Can I ask a question? How many jobs on campus do you have?
I cut down to one.
Remember when we talked, it was like 5.
Yeah, we have started with like 5 different jobs on campus and whatnot. Well, no, technically I still have 2.
Okay.
So I'm a career consultant for the exchange, but I think that's like usually less hours because it's only a meeting here and there with them. And if they have like an event on campus, like the career first, or like last week they did the senior etiquette dinner, then I go and help with those. But most of my work hours, I still do closer to 20 with the radio station, helping program the content, help, you know, make sure that the class is doing well, trying to track people down so they submit their episodes for the class, stuff like that. Like, I really feel that that job has been a lot of other duties as assigned.
Yeah. Are you looking into jobs like regarding like communications or are you
anything? At this point, I'm getting desperate because it feels like graduation is away. And I know I could use a little bit of break, like 1 or 2 weeks without doing anything or not anything, but, you know, actually catching up on sleep, actually like, I don't know, going to breakfast with my mom, chatting. And I'll go to with my sisters to the park to walk around or something. Like, when I first came into college, my younger sister, she was less than a year old. She was a baby.
Yeah.
Right now, she's 4. And I feel like, where did the baby went? I know at some point you learned to walk. You're talking now. She even talks back. Where did she get that attitude? That's the thing. I don't know where she went. You know, I know she's my sister. They're my family. But I feel that because I have been focusing so much in, like, college, I haven't been as involved as I should have with them. And it's just frustrating because I want to be there with them, but then, like, I also do need to do this. But it doesn't feel like it's ever enough, like, no matter how much time I dedicate to either.
Yeah, I totally understand. You have always lived on campus for years, right?
Yeah.
It was rare the times you went back home.
Yeah, I usually try to go like once or twice a month. It was difficult because there are some semesters that I was competing in speech and debate. So at least once or twice a month, I have a tournament. But then there was like one weekend that I actually needed to study. So I ended up going home like once a month. But there were some semesters that I did went home every single weekend. Like there was one day, well, one semester that I didn't have any classes on Fridays. I used to go home on Thursdays nights. So I will babysit the youngest one from Friday to Sunday. And I will come back either Monday in the morning or Sunday in the evening. So it has been like just hard finding a balance between a school involvement, work involvement, and then also family. Because, you know, I feel that like Hispanic or Latino culture, you are like more like community-based or family involved. Like, it's just like how it is. It's not as usual to just see your family once a month or every once in a while. Like, you kind of have to be there. And I kind of have felt bad not being there too because, you know, I'm not just Latina or Hispanic. I'm also a first-generation immigrant. It's not that my parents came and they have me. No, they came and they brought me here. Yeah. So I had seen, like, all their sacrifices. So that's why I think I'm also feeling the pressure of not being as involved, but also, like, not having a job secure after graduation. Because I know they won't keep me out of the house or anything. They're fine with me living with them until, like, I marry and whatnot. But at the same time, like, I don't want to feel like I'm still, like, depending on them instead of, like, supporting them. Like, ideally, that's what I wanted to do after graduation. Like, and if I stayed at home for a little bit, be able to, like, help them pay rent, help a little bit with the bills. But then, like, because there's no job laid off right now, I feel that instead of helping with the bills, I will just be creating more bills.
Yeah. Well, I think you will find a job.
Thank you.
I think
that's
you will.
That's the hope.
You're pretty smart. However, since you were saying you're going to go back home, do you think what's going to be that one thing that you will miss about college? Because I feel like transferring from living, let's say 4 years, not living with your parents, then going back again, do you think it's going to be a difference?
I feel like the independence because, yes, it's my parents' house, it's home, but it's not my house. At least here in the dorms, like, I didn't have to explain then what time I was coming in or coming out of the house. If I wanted to cook something, like, I could just go and do it instead of, like, asking my mom for permission and she complaining that I left the kitchen, like, le desbarate su cocina, you know? Like, I also going to miss my privacy in the sense that in here I have, like, my own room or with a roommate. But that is easier than to have, like, two younger sisters and family that constantly comes to stay with you and have, like, no privacy at all, you know? Because even here, if somebody's in your dorm, you can, like, go to the Unity Center, go to the library, like, go somewhere and, like, just read or relax. Like, in my house, like, where am I supposed to go, you know? Yeah. And because I literally like, have no job or something else, like, I don't think I will have, like, a valid excuse in their eyes to be going out like that constantly, you know, being like, and what are you doing? No job, producing bills, and, like, are you going just out with your friends and not even helping around the house? So how has it been for you, too? Because I know you're also a senior. You also have, like, a lot of stuff, and I feel like I have been talking for long. So how are you also doing? How are you feeling? Like, I know you were applying for, like, master's and stuff, too. Like, how's, like, your post-graduation plans going for you?
So basically, I've been stressed, really stressed. And I say this because when I was actually applying for a master's program, it was like my whole world was surrounded just by me applying. Like I forgot about everything else but me just looking for the right school, applying, preparing for the interviews once I got, you know, invited to an interview. So I did apply to two master's programs. One is UND and one is here at Marin, either staying for my master's for mental health counseling. And both of them I did get accepted, but then I'm still looking which one at least covers half of my tuition. I mean, that is pretty stressful because both of them actually say they only cover 1/4 of your tuition.
Mm.
So that's very low. They were like, really, masters you pay out of pocket? And you know what's the thing that comes to my mind? I'm like, if I don't go for a master's, what am I going to do? You know, so I kind of see myself forced to going for a master's program.
Yeah, I also feel that way because I haven't discarded going for like as a master's because, you know, we both have like your more general kind of bachelor's. Mm-hmm. I know you're graduating with communications, right? And I'm graduating with public health. Both of stories are not really a specific job types like related to. So I just feel they're more competitive. And like I mentioned it earlier, like I have been applying for a lot of jobs, but no, they either want like years of experience or they say like, yeah, a bachelor's is required, but we are preferring, we're looking for somebody with a master's. Yeah. So what you're telling me is that, you know, if I don't go for the master or job experience, I cannot get a job, but I cannot get a job or get into a master's program that will cover the tuition without enough years of job experience. And it's like, how am I supposed to do it then? Because that's the reason why I leave it on campus, kind of, you know, because I was like, well, then most of my time can go either into like student organizations or at least working on campus, because I know it's not your like traditional full-time job, but at least it is job experience. So I was like, well, at least I can say that, yeah, I have 1 to 3 years of job experience, but it seems like that wasn't enough. So now it's just like feeling the pressure of like what to do next, you know?
Yeah. Like how you mentioned how public health and communication, actually for communications, when you submit like a job application and a going into like master's in communication, you actually don't have to, you know how here and like certain, you have to send like a resume?
Mm-hmm.
There you sent your portfolio. It's like all the job, all the work you have done.
Yeah.
Which is like, it's a very competitive field. I like the communications side, but it's like, it really, I see it more as a hobby. Like learning them skills and stuff. But I look back at time and I'm like, how did I end up in a communications major? You know,
me too, with like public health, because I do know how I ended up here. I switched myself from nursing, but because personally, I didn't enjoy my time at nursing. I felt it was pretty toxic itself. But now that I have been having that hard of a time, like finding a job, I kind of regretted not staying because, yes, I feel that it was better for my mental health and whatnot, like health-wise, because of all the stress and everything. Plus, it wasn't creating healthy habits. Like, oh, yeah, do a lot of work, do a lot of study, barely eat, barely sleep. But I'm like, was it worth it? Like, my mental health is safe of a safe job. Yeah. Because with nurses, they're hiring everywhere. They have, like, signing bonuses. And I know that, yeah, they have, like, their struggles and whatnot. And I think that's like another thing that I had seen here from like American culture, you know, that you're looking for like a good high paying job that will have like benefits and whatnot. But like I mentioned it earlier at this point, I'm just looking for any job in particular because my parents, you know, they have their own studies in Venezuela. Right now they're getting like jobs in like warehouses, construction, helping stock up shelves in the stores. Why? Not because they want to, that's what they have to do to provide. And I feel kind of like that pressure to help do the same.
Yeah.
You know, that, you know, they have done so much that I also need to do that I don't really have that freedom to like choose and go after dreams with that so-called American dream here in the USA. So it's just very discouraging and more because some people are like, oh, what is going on? Do you have seniority? Because they believe I just don't want to do any more work. And it's like, no, it's just I have so many things to do and whatnot. Or I don't know what exactly they mean because it's like, you're all crazy. And you guys are driving me crazy. I just want to graduate on a job. Yeah. Is that too much to ask?
I actually have received a lot of, the feedback I have received this semester, actually, my last semester, is if I'm having senioritis as well. But I can definitely see it in my life because my grades have fallen drastically. Like, I mean drastically.
I think, like, when people mean, like, senioritis, like, what does it mean for you? Because I know, like, people mean, oh, you don't want to do any more work. And I don't think that quite applies to us. It's just mm-hmm. that I feel that, again, there's so many things to do because, yeah. you know, there's only 24 hours on a day, right? Mm-hmm. And that you're supposed to be sleeping 8, right? Okay, the other 16 hours, you need to divide them between full-time classes, jobs, family / relationships. And then, yeah, so making sure you are applying to master's or job applications. And, you know, it's not as simple as, oh, let me send your resume. Because there are so many people looking for jobs or applying to, you need to go above and beyond, like make sure you're portfolio is good and is up to date, making sure you're drafting good cover letters that may appeal to the people there, that you are also making sure that you're like dressing professionally or practicing for the interviews mm-hmm. and so much more, because just like with classes too, it's like not just attending to class, but also the homework, the yeah. final portfolios. Having a portfolio is not just like, okay, here, let me put some of the stuff in there. Sometimes you need more than what you usually do in classes, like, oh yeah, let me take pictures of people, but how do I get people to yeah. let me do photo sessions for them? Or, well, now I have to spend time into drawing or designing these things so I can put them in the portfolio. Just, I don't know who made the math and say, yeah, here's everything that you need to do. Because personally, I don't think the math is adding up. Like, I know they say, oh, seniors, they're just ready to leave and not do anything else. Kind of like yes and no, because it's not like we don't want to do anything else, but we do want to leave. We're just trying to make sure that we're actually setting something up for ourselves. Yeah, it's just very scary.
Yeah. Well, for me, you asked for me what is senioritis. I don't consider it as depression. I consider it self-motivation. I have actually lost that. And I say that because I feel like for myself, I put too much stuff in my plate that later on I can't handle.
I feel, okay, I understand what you mean. Because again, like I was talking about like the jobs, you mm-hmm. know, like we took all those jobs because we're like, yeah, experience. But like now it feels like for me that it wasn't worth it. Because I know I had the job experience, but it doesn't feel like I'm fitting any of the descriptions of the jobs that I'm applying to because yeah. nobody's getting back to me. You know, doesn't seem like it's worth it with like the classwork because I am doing that work and I'm trying to invest time, but I'm not getting the grades that I want. And it's mm-hmm. just stressful. Same with like family or other stuff, like, yes, I try to go be present, but it doesn't seem like it's enough for anybody. And I just feel that I'm carrying myself dry mm-hmm. because I'm not sleeping well. I'm not eating well. I'm just eating whatever I have available to whenever I can. And it's just not healthy too, because then like, yeah, my parents complain, you know, kind of like mental health wise that, you know, this affects me too. But yeah. like, okay, not seeing the results that I want with anything, because academics, it's not like I'm failing any of my classes, but it's not like the GPA that I wanted. Work-wise, this work is about to end because it's the student employment. And even recently, it seems like I was doing more than I needed to, and it's not even appreciated. In also the same sense of like taking care of myself and my relationships. There is friends that I haven't talked to in a while, and I feel bad without not connecting to them yeah. because I feel that I have failed as a friend. Even I have failed myself in the case that when I do have a little bit of time by myself, I try to do more work or work ahead on stuff. Because I don't know how to relax. I don't know what I like. Food-wise, too, if it's edible, like the stuff in the cafeteria, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Exercise, I barely have time to sleep. I haven't exercised. You know, if you see myself before coming to college and now, yeah, I have definitely put on some pounds and whatnot. And it's not like, oh, estoy gorda and whatnot. But like, I have gotten comments like that, you know, like, oh, don't put on like that dress because it doesn't fit you, you know. And it's like, everything, like, I know it's sounding negative. I want to be optimistic, but it's just, I feel down. I feel like I haven't hit like the bottom.
You have been noticing it more like this last semester?
Yeah, definitely.
Last semester, yeah. You know what? I actually did a podcast regarding how vacations can help your mental health, right? And mm-hmm. I recently went to Mexico for a month. And I feel like maybe those vacations relaxed me so much that made me, I don't know if that's the problem, that made me actually like, how can I explain? Not that it didn't motivate me to do my work, but I was just so relaxed that
well,
I didn't want the stress, you know, and that's how I seen that I started, you know, not failing classes, but I would rather, you know, enjoy myself than do other things.
Well, I feel the opposite. It's not like I'm failing my classes or anything, but as somebody who hasn't taken a vacation at all, I don't feel it has helped me either.
Yeah.
In the sense that I don't really even take breaks of, oh, there's this student organization that are doing other events. Yes, I go to events, but it's usually of the student organizations that I'm part of. So it feels more like as an obligation too than enjoyment. Mm-hmm. And I don't enjoy myself in there because, okay, I'm helping like set up or tear down. But while I'm in the event itself, I'm feeling, oh, I could be doing this. I could be doing that.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, feel like definitely this semester has been rougher than other ones too.
You know what I think? Do you agree? I feel like that's the thing. And I feel like it's always the last semester of senior year for most of the people. I can say it's because stress, but it's mostly like stress with overthinking. And I say this because you're in a part of your life where you overthink those 4 years in college. And you're like, what am I going to do next? Because here you had the help. You know, throughout those 4 years, you had the guidance on what class to take, job internships. You had people, mentors who were there for you. So as you leave and you think, now I'm on my own. Yes, you have your parents, but they don't relate to what you're going to, if that makes sense. So it's like you thinking, you're like, what am I going to do? Like you say, you're applying to jobs. I'm going to a master's program. And I'm like, I know master's programs are totally different than, you know, getting a bachelor's, more advanced. It's harder. So I'm like, what am I going to do there? You know, like, and you start thinking if you're capable enough, like you said, I don't get that feedback. And it's like, I feel like your last semester is that stress because it's like, what have I done with this 4 years? You know, and it even makes you rethink. Like for me, this has actually happened, like makes me rethink. Were these 4 years worth it?
I agree with you because, yeah, it's like, what could I have done differently mm-hmm. to secure a job? What could I have done that? Like, what could I have done differently to have chosen a better career, to have like employment and advancement opportunities? What could I have done better to take care of myself, to have been a better friend, a better daughter? Because that's the thing. I feel like I have let up, not just myself, but like let down
yeah.
people like my family and even myself. Like, what the heck was I doing? Was it a good investment?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the thing they say, oh yeah, college is an investment, go and get better jobs. Where are the jobs that they were promising? Yeah. You know, like even with my parents, yeah, like, yeah, you can move back and whatnot. But then they ask, like, yeah, what are you going to do to work and whatnot? Or even, okay, your relationships, like, when are you going to get married and have kids and whatnot? I'm like, I'm not in a space to do that. Because if I cannot even support myself, how am I supposed to start a life with another human person and even bring more human people to the world? That is already crazy as is. Yeah. So, yeah, no, definitely. Last semester of college, senior year. I don't know what seniority is, but last semester of senior year is crazy.
Yeah, it definitely is. I'm actually just ready to cross the stage.
At this point, I don't know if I even want to. I'm like, can I just get my diploma?
Yeah. So do you, I think for me, my last day to turn in an assignment is actually May the 4th, like for a paper, like a research project. It has to do May the 4th.
I think it's May 3rd, you tell, because that's Friday. May the 4th is Saturday.
Yeah, no, but no, like classes.
Yeah, usually classes end like, yeah, that week off. And I'm like, no, but I'm trying to figure out, hey, what to do with, yeah, job applications. Let's get that stuff in. But, you know, my sister's quinceañera is Saturday the 27th, yeah. One weekend before that, like weekend before finals and everything. Yeah. Wow. And he's like, okay, I'm not going to have the time that other people get to study and work and send applications and do, but at the same time, quince, like I have been mentioning my family a lot, but you know, quince is a big deal for a lot of like Hispanic cultures too. You know, even missing a birthday by itself would be bad enough, but not being there with my family for the quince, like what we have all been working on for this long too, I cannot do that. But then, yeah, I'm like having to make decisions between choosing like family, choosing academics, but also choosing myself. Mm-hmm. Kind of like going back to like, okay, was higher education made for me? I don't know because I'm not sure. I know like, yes, I did have some support. I have some involvement while I was here. But at the same time, like looking at where I'm at, I wish I would have had some different support and help. Like, somebody who had gone through what I'm going through and who had told me, hey, this is what you could have done differently. Hey, look at these opportunities and whatnot. But it's like, I think I'm just stuck in that overthinking about what could have been, what could I have done differently. But at the same time, it's like, just like punishing myself for that. And I'm just trying to figure out how to move forward, because at the end of the day, it already happened. We just have, like you mentioned, it, 3 weeks, counting this week, mm-hmm. of classes. How do we make this worth it?
Yeah.
How do we make the most out of it?
So as you were talking about, you know, you feel like you damage yourself on thinking the why, the what, how, when, all of those questions come up to my mind. But there's something that I had heard this Friday, actually, was what do we earn or what do we get out of when we overthink? What do we win when we lose our sleep because of thinking? Nothing, right? We can't change anything. We can't do anything. And I feel like that's something that I have actually been learning on how to stop overthinking, right? And like you say, I mean, in reality, to wrap up, you're definitely going to get a job, right? Believe in yourself, because no one else will believe in yourself if you don't believe in yourself. And I'm, you know, and I also want to say, you know, thanks to God, because 4 years, I think I wouldn't have done it. And I don't think you either without his help, right?
Yeah.
And so I know that I'm.
Like, we were here for a reason, you know?
Yeah, we are.
We got here for a reason. It's just, I know in part of it, I just need to trust more that whatever his plans is, it's just taking a little longer than what I would personally like. But that, and at the end of the day, yes, I know there will be a job for me. It may not be the job that I want, but that, you know, it will help me get started to do whatever his will for me to do. Because at the end of the day, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be able to be not just a person of good, but a person that can be useful for my community, for society. So it's definitely going to be interesting, like looking at the next steps, kind of like, okay, when will he get here? How do I get there? It's hard because I think that we can be, you know, our biggest supporter, like you mentioned it, if we don't believe in ourselves, we will. But we can also be our biggest haters.
Yeah,
we can
definitely.
Also be very bad in our heads and, yeah, that overthinking and whatnot. But, yeah.
All we can do is leave it in God's hands. And, I mean, he has a purpose and a plan for our lives, right? There's going to be that time where we see it, but we have to be patient on the meanwhile. And I know that it's coming soon, and I believe it. And thank you for coming, and thank you for being with us today. It was a pleasure having you, Mary Angel.
Thank you so much, yourself, for, you know, listening, for getting feedback too, for knowing that, yeah, it's not just me that is struggling, but that we'll get out of this together. One way or another, it will work out. Whatever we do, we just have to trust, be patient, and stop overthinking. If you're out there too and you're an overthinker like us, Don't.
Yeah, don't. We don't win nothing for overthinking. And this was today's episode. Stay tuned for another episode. And don't forget, Jesus loves you.
Bye.
Bye.